The confirmands and their families will join us up here. Don't forget to bring your book. We're going to be on page 234 in the front of the hymnal, so you can follow along with us in your seats. Page 234, guys. I present to you Jacob, Nathan, Victoria, and Wilson, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for this sister and these brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself. Enlighten them with the gifts of your Spirit and nourish them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. So now I ask you, our confirmands, to profess your faith in Jesus Christ, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. And you guys can answer these together. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? And now I'll ask you, as well as all those gathered here with us, do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You've made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Jacob.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Nathan.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Victoria.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
And Wilson.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, do you promise to support this sister and these brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ? We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. Okay. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in Jacob, Lord, the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Let me drape this a little better on you here. Okay, Nathan, come on this way. Lord, stir up in Nathan the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, stir up in Victoria the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever. Amen. Lord, stir up in Wilson the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever. Amen. We continue on the bottom of page 236. Let us rejoice with this sister and these brothers in Christ. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. And let's celebrate a little bit with them. You want to head back to your seats. We're going to have them share just a brief word about what their experience has been like. You guys can all head up there. You don't have to make him stand up there by himself.
So,
tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
And your last name is?
Jacob Hearn. There you go. All right. So my Bible verse was Proverbs 3:5, and it is trust in the Lord with all your heart. I chose this because it means no matter what, we can always trust in the Lord. And then, yeah. So one thing that I learned that really impacted me was what Martin Luther had to go through to express his beliefs in the church. So that really means how much he dedicated his life to that. So that means we should dedicate our lives like that. And I want to thank my family, my mom and my dad, for getting me there on time and helping me with all this.
Hi, I'm Nathan Baker, and my favorite Bible verse is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, and it says, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand, and it is who say to you, do not fear, I will help you." The reason why I picked this was because that God will always be by your side and he will help you. What impacted me at confirmation was learning the books of the Bible, because you get to learn everything, and yeah, pretty much. being confirmed means being part of a bigger family and being part with the church. And I would like to thank my mom because she helps me get there on time and she helps me through confirmation.
Hi, I'm Victoria Valletto. My favorite Bible verse that I have found throughout my journey of confirmation is Psalm 121, verse 8. The Lord will watch over the coming and going, both now and forevermore. This relates to the confirmation class because we discovered that the Lord is always watching over us and making sure that we are on the right path for the life that he wants us to lead. Being in this class and being confirmed makes me feel more a part of the church community. I'd like to say thank you to everyone who has helped me throughout this journey.
My name is Wilson Hearn. My Bible verse that I chose was Luke chapter 6, verse 31. It was, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And the reason I chose this verse is because, even though I have siblings, how nice I am to them, even though not at all times, that's how they are to me. And being confirmed means to me is following up on that promise that my parents made when I was a kid. And that makes me feel really good about that. And I want to thank my parents and my family in this church for supporting me.
We're proud of you guys, and we need you. Watch your mailboxes and listen to the announcements, because next time there's a congregational meeting, we need you guys to be there to help us decide where we're going to go and to be the people we are who follow Jesus. So we're proud. We're going to celebrate with you a little more, but you guys can head back to your seats. Let's celebrate with them again as they head. Invite you to stand as we continue with our prayers. Trusting God's promise of new life, we pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all of creation. Come, Holy Spirit, enliven the church to speak your words of forgiveness and salvation in every language and tongue. Pour out your Spirit on our witness of every age, our witness to all peoples. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Come, Holy Spirit, send cooling breezes where people and creatures are suffering oppressive heat. Save the land from drought, wildfire, or flood. Bless the work of those who make it possible to harness the power of the sun and the wind. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Come, Holy Spirit, dispel human arrogance and establish leaders in all places who are humble of heart. Speak peace into all the world. Overcome prejudice and fear. Move us, Lord, to support international aid organizations and those who provide aid to immigrants and refugees. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Come, Holy Spirit, hear us when we cry to you. Bring clarity and hope to those living with dementia, anxiety, depression, or addiction. Accompany all those, Lord, who feel weak and worn. Especially we pray for Burnett, Harold, Lydia, John, Lydia, Sheila, Gary, the family of Sue, Bill, Joanne, Jana, Harold, Bonnie, Noah, Kevin, James, Vince, Lore, Scotty, Tyler, Ed, the family of Kathy, Laura, the family of Joe, Jen, Eric, Judy, Misty, the family of Bobby, Tim, Alice, Al, the family of Gil, Dan, Kathy, and all those we name now. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal your love through families of all shapes and sizes. Bring joy to co-parents, single parents, and those without children. Bless extended families, foster families, adoptive families, and families of friends. Bring closure and healing, Lord, to broken relationships. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O Lord. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace with one another.
Tenderest blood. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy,
holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement, which is on page 5 of your bulletin. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. After we sing, come greet our confirmands and have something cool to drink. Confirmands, if you'll meet me up here immediately after the hymn so we can take a picture, and then you can get that way to greet folks.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.